Now, most of you know that I'm not on Facebook, but I came in this week, and the staff said, "You got to read this Facebook post." And as I saw it, it reminded me of this verse that we talk about a lot in here, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And we talk a lot about in here that your part is very important. And God needs each one of us. And sometimes we look at our little parts and we're not sure how valuable it really is. But I want to read this post to you, because this is an expression, one, of exactly where our heart should be. It is an expression, two, of exactly what the church should be. And it is an expression of what we pray and dream that we can be in people's lives. And it's the testimony that even in our weaknesses, sometimes God does what we ask. Sometimes he allows us to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his voice. So let me just read this. It says, "I have spent the last 2.5 hours in deep conversation with my God. I have witnessed his grace firsthand on so many occasions in everyday life. Eastwood Church, I have to say, while giving praise to God, tonight I found myself thanking him for opening my eye to his love, mercy, and forgiveness. And there isn't a person at the church who hasn't played a part. The love, inspiration, encouragement, prayer, and support that I have felt by everyone there. A church represents the body of Christ, and believe me when I say Eastwood is his heart. I think about where I was a year ago and where I am now, the miracles I have not only but felt firsthand. In just a year, I see the world through new eyes, have a softened heart and a new passion. I was so broken and lost walking in that first time, not knowing what was real and just going through the motions in autopilot. Now life has meaning. My brokenness is mended. I am whole, healed, and fearless because of my church. You wouldn't allow me to give up. The Holy Spirit is so strong in all of you, showing me the love of Christ. There are no accidents with God. He knew what I needed, what my family needed, and placed us with those who truly serve him. He was revealed to me through you. Thank you for showing me the love of God. Thank you for leading me to the woman he called me to be. I am overwhelmed with how amazing Christ blessed me with such amazing people." Isn't that why we're here? Isn't it miraculous to see God work so powerfully in someone's heart? And isn't it incredible to know we were a part of it? And you know, we talk about that all the time, but each one of us is a big part of that, because hearts are opened when love is shown. And when you walk into a place and people care about you and people speak to you and people reach out to you, even if it's just with a smile and a touch, it sets an atmosphere where God opens the heart to work. And there are no small parts. And how many of you know that you could walk into a place like this and have 30 people say hello to you and one person be cold or obnoxious and it's all gone? It doesn't just take one or two of us. It takes all of us, doesn't it? And I love this post because it was a recognition that even people who had not done more than maybe just smile or speak and say hello, they had still shown the love of God. And our first fundamental, you belong in God's family, was on their hearts and minds, and we showed that, right? And I just thought that was really neat, because that's exactly what God wants us to do. I had another person who told me a couple of weeks ago, we came in, and I was walking out, and she stopped me, and she said, "I just want to tell you, every time I walk in this place, I just feel the Spirit of God. And when I walk in now, I just start praying that God will touch each person that comes in this room right where their needs are." That's exactly how we all need to be. We come here to serve God. We come here to worship God. We come here to give to God. We don't come here to listen to music. We don't come here to hear a sermon, to get some instruction on wisdom. Those are all hopefully little benefits that we get, right? But we should come here to serve God. Our eyes should be open saying, God, who do you love? How can I be your loving arms to someone else right now at this moment? If we can't serve him here, where can we serve him? But it's powerful when you're here, isn't it? So let's just pray. Father, we thank you this. We thank you for this. We thank you your spirit is strong when your people are gathered together and united in their focus on you. And we realize that this is a very important time. It's important because we've set it aside to come together and focus on you. And many of us in this room right now have been blessed so much this week that we need to pour a little out. And some of us in this room have had some really difficult trials and tribulations and struggles this week. And we need to be filled up. And your spirit is in each and every one of us. And we ask you in these next few minutes and in all the time that we are together that we lift you up and center on you and that you speak through us and to us everything our hearts need to hear. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.